another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
302 Gym Class for a Thursday here on KGYM. Set to come your way, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Coming up on the show, we are going to talk to Dave Kokin from Las Vegas. We'll look back at the Kentucky Derby, see how Vegas did, the sharp guys, and etc. Coming up back on Saturday, talk about the NBA playoffs, talk about the NHL playoffs, a little baseball as well. And then Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com will join us. We will cover some spring football, college football with Adam, take a look at the Big Ten and the Big 12 and the national scene. All that coming up, including a chance for you to play Race to Win as well. It's a gym class for a Thursday on KGYM. And from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Jeff Downing, our producer today. Kyle Mann is making his way over to Mulligan's as he and Todd will be doing the Todd Brommelkamp show with Kyle Mann today, not with Alex Kuhn. Alex out the next couple of days with some family things, and so they will be over at Mulligan's for the KGYM road trip. That'll be coming up a little bit later on. Plenty to get to on the show here today. We're going to talk with Dave Kokin. Also going to talk with Adam Rittenberg. We'll do that here in just a little bit. As plenty to talk about with Adam. We'll take a look back at Big Ten teams as far as spring football is concerned. Some Big 12 teams as well, and kind of get his thoughts on how things are progressing so far as we go into, there's never a quiet season for college football, but the non-hitting season for college football, the indoor weightlifting season for college football. That's what's on the docket here today. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm wearing a winter coat on May 9th.
It is a bit chilly. It's going to be chilly tonight for state qualifying track meets.
No, it is not,
Mark. Oh, they're off, aren't they?
Yes.
That's true. Yes.
Yes. They are all off.
I misspoke.
Yes. Well, they were on as of earlier, and it was interesting to see. In case you missed it, yes, all of the state qualifying co-ed meets have been postponed until tomorrow. And the reason for that is pretty simple. You cannot have half the state running in 40-degree weather and the other half running in 60-degree weather, which is forecasted for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not fair to anyone. So it's been very interesting on Twitter throughout the day. It started off with, you know, a few of them sprinkling in some cancellations, and then if they cancel, then we have to cancel because we don't want our runners to have a disadvantage. And then the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Girls Union got involved and said, Well, before that, all the 2As got together and said, okay, we're either going to run everybody tonight or we're not going to run anyone tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first breath of fresh air as far as that was concerned. And then both the associations stepped in and said, okay, this is silly. Let's do it tomorrow night when the weather will be a lot better than it is today. So I guess the bottom line is, no track tonight. No track and field coming up tonight. They'll do it tomorrow. And that, of course, will set the fields for the state track and field meet, the co-ed meet coming up next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. And there are some venue changes, so please take a look at your particular venue from both the Girls Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association, because there are some, as we mentioned, some venue changes that were forced due to the cancellations from tonight until tomorrow.
Yeah, it's definitely the postseason. The Big Ten softball tournament is underway. Iowa dropped its opener to Wisconsin 7-4. Hawks played pretty good, but the pitching just was not there. So Iowa ends its season. I believe that's single elimination.
Single elimination tournament. Usually those are double elimination, but this is a single elimination Big Ten tournament. So Iowa under Coach Gillespie, first season under her belt, got to the tournament again. Definitely still room for improvement as far as the Iowa softball program is concerned. But like you said, they didn't see a whole lot of it today, but scored some runs against a good Wisconsin team.
The American Rivers Conference baseball tournament is underway here in Cedar Rapids. One game at Mount Mercy, the rest at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Number 4 seed Dubuque defeated number 5 Central 6-3. And Luther, the number 3 seed, defeated Loras 11-1 in 7 innings. Game 3 going on right now at Buena Vista and Luther. Coe, the number 1 seed, received a first-round bye and will face that Dubuque team, which won its opener. That game coming up at 5 o'clock.
At Veterans Memorial Stadium, a very chilly Veterans Memorial Stadium today. 319-366-1600. That is Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City for over 70 years. And we are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast at Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated. Great place for families to meet up again and again. And when you're at Third Base, you're practically home. And please use the text line if you want to interact with us here today, 319-366-1600. Those are the numbers.
Text line coming through right now, Scott, in terms of a traffic situation, 6610 text that F Avenue is closed between Covington and Palo where there is a bad car accident.
Oh, that's too bad. So make alternate route right there. That's Highway 94, correct, in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Or F Avenue turns into Highway 94. So, if you are venturing out that way to the Palo area, please use an alternate route out there. Again, 319-366-1600, good way for you to keep in touch with us. Stories today. Of course, we've got a few afternoon baseball games going on right now. We'll get to that here in just a little bit, but I think the bigger news of the day, besides Kevin Durant and what his prognosis will be, it looks like it's not a torn Achilles like they talked about last night. Strained calf is the latest rumor that is going around. No one really has come out and said officially what it is. And that leads us to our poll question at KGYMradio.com. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, Mark.
Indeed. Can Golden State win another title without Kevin Durant? Yes,
if he's
no.
out for the duration.
If he's out. Yes or
the
no.
Durantation.
Durantation.
There you go. Yes or no. Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. Can they beat Houston without Kevin Durant? That's a bigger question. They're up 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow night, 7:30. We'll have it from ESPN Radio on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. That's the bigger story. Durant's probably not playing tomorrow night for sure, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Strain or tear, whatever the case may be, he's probably out for tomorrow night. And I got to think it's going to go to Game 7, and then you just never, ever know.
It's obviously a big piece for Golden State, and it's not a particularly deep Warriors team. But there still are talented players out there. We shall see. I mean, Houston's giving them fits with Durant.
True. Very much so. Houston, a good team, obviously, with Harden and the rest of the folks out there. The other story today, and of course, this is making some headlines as far as the golf world is concerned. And Mark and I, of course, we're right up on the golf world. Tony Romo, the former quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, now, of course, the sidekick for, hello, friends, Jim Nance, CBS NFL coverage, playing in the AT&T Byron Nelson today outside of Dallas. So far, through four holes, he got off to a late start. He's playing with Scottie Scheffler and another player. I'd have to look up who it is. Romo, so far, one under par through four holes. So holding his own. He did birdie the par five first hole, which is the easiest hole in the golf course. and is currently, like I said, one under par, tied for 76th at this point. This is, we're not going to pretend that this is a great field. There are a handful of guys. Brooks Koepka is playing. Jordan Spieth is playing because it's his hometown, obviously. A few guys in the top 30 are there, but most are at Bethpage Black practicing for the PGA next week.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a lot of people weighing in because Romo is, like we talked about on Caddy Smack yesterday, you can revisit that, the podcast at KGYMRadio.com. A lot of people, of course, talking about, well, should he even be playing? Because he is taking a spot, even though it is the sponsor's exemption, he is taking a spot from somebody who's trying to make a living playing golf. And let's face it, Tony Romo being there is just a giant publicity stunt. And for the Byron Nelson to get people to go to their once very popular tournament, but now one of the lesser tournaments on the tour ever since the unfortunate passing of Lord Byron.
It's all about tickets with Romo. There's no doubt about it. That's his home track. Obviously, former Dallas Cowboy quarterback. Popular announcer.
Good announcer, too.
Pretty good golfer.
Very good golfer.
I don't think he's PGA Tour caliber, but we'll see what happens the rest of the day. Scores are low.
Very low.
One under's not going to cut it. The cut line will be north of that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is his home course, correct?
Yes.
So that's also a built-in advantage right there for Mr. Romo, but still, people are going to go out there and they're going to see him. All the Cowboy fans will be out there, I would imagine. So, what do you think out there? 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in.
On the text line, Scott, maybe a little more explanation about why the district track meets were called off.
It's cold.
Because of the cold, not rain necessarily.
No, it's just, it's cold. And you're going to have injuries if you run out here in 40-degree weather. And that's pretty much the start and end of the story. You don't want to pull a hamstring. You don't want to pull muscles. You don't want to have any problems like that because there are kids in multiple events for the track meet. And ask any track coach out there that this is miserable to run in. Now, I will say this. The long-distance runners, the 3,000s, those folks,
it's perfect.
They love 50-degree weather. They have no problem with it. But the sprinters, 200 people, 400 people, this is terrible, terrible weather for them. So that is why they're pushing it to tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 3:15, we're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up here in just a little bit. We will play Race to Win as well coming up in just a little bit. Another chance for you to take home one of our 14 terrific prizes that we have left. And that, of course, is highlighted by the six general admission passes, tickets to the Indianapolis 500 coming up 2 weeks from Sunday. Of course, this Saturday is the Grand Prix of Indianapolis, and we'll have that for you at 2 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Twins have a doubleheader, by the way, they announced on Saturday. Mm-hmm. They're going to make up the April game with Detroit, one of the snow games. They're going to make it up as part of a day-night doubleheader this Saturday, 12:30 and 6:30.
I have my day planned.
So do I.
Was that Saturday?
Oh, that's Saturday, Mark. I'm sorry.
Afternoon baseball in the major leagues right now. Some lopsided scores on the board. The Angels leading Detroit at Detroit, top of the eighth, 12-0. The Cubs have taken a 4-1 lead over the Miami Marlins in the bottom of the fifth. Colorado all over San Francisco, 7-0 only in the third inning. Cincinnati has taken a 3-0 lead in the third over the Oakland Athletics. Scott, your Chicago White Sox are in a delay right now with the Cleveland Indians down 5-0. Everything else under the lights.
Got a feeling that the Sox-Cleveland game might not get restarted. I just have a feeling. They're in the bottom of the fifth right now, or bottom of the sixth, one of the two. It's an official game.
It is official, yeah.
And it's getaway day, and I got a feeling that sometime within the next hour, that thing is going to, they're going to put the official mark up on that one, and I think the White Sox will be headed back.
No review needed.
No review needed for this one, and they will split that four-game series 2-2 there.
Report out now, Kevin Durant likely to miss the rest of the series against the Rockets.
Can the Warriors beat the Houston Rockets without Kevin Durant? That is the question. That is our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, our Emil's Hideaway poll question. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. And Dave Kokin's going to get set to join us, and we'll talk about the Derby from last week with Dave. How did Vegas take it in the shorts, or how did they do with the results of what happened in the disqualification in the Kentucky Derby? We'll talk that, some NBA, some NHL. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class for a Thursday at 3:18. More to come right here on KGYM. I said we've
got your game. We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years, with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
This Mother's Day is extra special at Siegel's. All mother and child jewelry, including rings, pendants, and birthstone jewelry, is 50% off. Diamond earrings and pendants, one half off. 24-karat gold roses sale priced at $39. Or choose from the Heartbeat Diamond Collection in silver and gold. At Siegel's, you can use your unwanted jewelry and diamonds for trade-in or cash. Located at 3525 First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
Back at 3:20 here in the Gym Class on KGYM, trying to get hooked up with Dave Kokin from Las Vegas, and Dave is ready to go with us. Plenty to talk about as far as the world of the playoffs are concerned, a little Major League Baseball, and that horse thing that happened last Saturday at Churchill Downs in Louisville. And Dave Kokin joining us right now, smokingkokin.com, at Dave Kokin on Twitter, and how you feeling, man? I hear you got a bad back, Dave.
No, it's all right today. I threw it out a little bit yesterday, but everything seems to be okay now. You know, miracles of modern medicine, which is otherwise known as a pill.
That's not, you know, back problems are chronic, and they are not anything to be taken lightly, too, as you probably know.
No, they're not a lot of fun, but I do stretching every day and things that are geared to alleviate the likelihood of having the issues, and for the most part they work. But I fell asleep in a chair last night watching sports and paid for it.
What's really fun for you right now, I guess, is you were all over the Angels and they are all over Detroit right now, right?
Yeah, the guy that the Tigers called up, he pitched last year and really didn't show major league stuff, and nothing much has changed. So the Angels, I didn't expect it to be quite this easy, but it looked like a good spot, and it's nice when they work out this way.
really is. Well, the big question is, from the disqualification at the Derby, how did things go in Las Vegas among everybody out there? Happy, not happy? Just what happened?
Oh, a lot more unhappy than happy because, you know, the favorite got disqualified. What are you going to do? That's the way it goes. They got the decision right. At first, when I first looked at it live, I didn't see anything. And then the first couple of replays, I didn't see anything. And then they started showing more angles. And you could see the horse. It clearly moved like 2 to 3 lanes. And they're lucky they didn't have a bad accident.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really close. One of the jockeys almost went down. There was a jockey on War of Wills, whatever the horse's name was. And, look, Maximum Security was the best horse, and he would have won the race. But he fouled, and that's the way it goes. You know, it's not about who would have won. It's about whether there was a foul committed, and there was. And you could actually say that he obstructed 3 horses. So had this been just an everyday run-of-the-mill race at whatever racetrack, it would have been a 5-minute decision tops. Okay, the fact it was the Derby, they really had to make sure because no horse has ever been taken down in the Derby. But they were left with no choice. They had to make the right decision, and they did.
Kind of a lesson not to toss your tickets or rip them up until that board says official, right?
Well, yeah, anybody who doesn't know that should never be betting.
Did see a few videos of people doing some dumpster diving in the mud at Churchill Downs. So, yes, please heed that advice right there. And now the horse isn't going to run. Maximum Security isn't going to run. So
nobody cares.
This is not good for horse racing for the rest of the Triple Crown, right?
No, but you know what are you going to do? Have a Triple Crown winner every year? That's just the way it goes. I still think I had the best horse. I thought Rosario just rode horribly on Game Winner. And I mean, it was a really bad run. And I think if Game Winner runs down the road in one of the Triple Crown races, you got a winner.
Dave, as you wrote about it, you turned the calendar page to 2019, and you had the Blues and Carolina in conference finals in the NHL, you'd have been a sarah or stupid, one of the two, right?
Well, stupid, yeah. The Blues were dead last. The Blues were dead last in the league.
Yep.
On January 1st or 2nd, and Carolina was a good ways out of the playoffs, and here they are. But that's the beauty of the NHL. Things turn around and getting hot at the right time, and in the NHL, teams don't tank. So, you know, they keep playing in the NHL, which is why it's a better league than the NBA.
Well, how about these two series? You got Boston and Carolina in the East. You got to think Boston's a heavy favorite, but Carolina is hot right now.
Well, they are. And look, Carolina's got an opportunity to steal a game tonight because McAvoy is suspended in the game for the Bruins. He is a key cog in their defense. And those minutes are going to have to be picked up by somebody who's not used to playing very much. And that's an opportunity for Carolina to take advantage. And, you know, look, Carolina has had the first series obviously wasn't easy because it was 7 games. But they had a really easy series against the Islanders. And they're going to come in here pretty well rested. And they're a team that has tremendous energy and they're playing great hockey right now. I think the Bruins are going to win the series, but it's not something I'm going to make any kind of a strong wager on. Let's put it that way.
Then you got the Blues in San Jose. Everything that went right for the Blues in Game 7. Still, I don't know how we got to double overtime with the way that the Blues outplayed Dallas. But hey, Bishop was terrific. You
know, he was amazing. Ben Bishop was just phenomenal. But you know, now they're going up against a team that they can't get a bad break. I mean, everything is going right to San Jose. You know, they steal Game 7 against the Golden Knights on a terrible, terrible penalty that turned the whole game around. And the league was so bad, the league had to apologize for the call. And then last night, I mean, they got the call right, but the guy's offside by like 1 inch.
Yeah.
And it takes a Colorado goal off the board. And what might have been an overtime game instead goes San Jose's way. Martin Jones came up with a couple of great saves late to preserve the lead. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm taking away from San Jose, because if you get a break, you still have to take advantage of it. But they are really doing that right now. And they're going to be tough to knock off. I think St. Louis is as good a team as San Jose, but the Sharks just seem to have something going right now that's tough to actually explain. But everything is going right for them.
Right, and as a Blues follower, the one team I think they didn't want to see out of these two was San Jose, because they've had the Blues number as of late.
Yeah, and at this point, they're better than Colorado. I mean, Colorado is, if you want to buy a Stanley Cup future next year, you might strongly consider Colorado. That's the best young team in the league. But their youth kind of got them in this series, actually, because they did make some critical mistakes at crucial times against San Jose and probably cost them the series. But that team's loaded.
How about taking a look at the NBA now? And I know it's not your favorite, but now Kevin Durant is out for the next two games officially from Golden State. And can Houston come back and knock off the champs?
Well, they ought to. The problem is they just, they've been in this position before where it looked like, hey, it's your series to win, and they didn't do it. I mean, they were up 3-1 in one of the series. They lose that. Last night, they're right there, and they could not outscore Golden State minus Durant and with some foul trouble down the stretch. And I don't know where James Harden went. Would he go out for lunch or something during the fourth quarter? So to me, that was a blown opportunity for the Rockets. I do think they'll win game 6 and force the game 7, but I think the Warriors are going to come out of this series.
Still got to beat them in Oakland, and that's going to be the tough thing right there. And but like you said, yeah, a lot of good NHL hockey coming up.
Yeah, and look, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the NBA. I mean, Milwaukee and whoever they play, probably Toronto, looks like a heck of a series. And if Durant isn't able to perform in the finals, or if Houston happens to win, Denver or Portland could. They got to feel good coming in, especially Denver. Denver's playing really well. And maybe they'll get an upset in the NBA. To me, it's at least not as much of a slam dunk as it's been the last few years. So to me, that makes the NBA more interesting than it's been.
Denver, the Disney company has to be salivating for that possible Toronto-Portland matchup in the finals.
I don't think they're going to get that. I don't think Toronto can beat Milwaukee, to be honest with you.
Okay,
and Portland's not gonna win the West.
Milwaukee Denver final, still not salivating.
Well, look, but you know what? If it's all about market size, then your league's got a problem.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It shouldn't matter who's in the finals. It really shouldn't matter. Yeah. If it's a bonus if you get the real big market teams, but if you've got to sell your league championship based on hoping that one of the big teams gets in, then you don't have much of a product.
But that's why Tony Romo's playing in the Byron Nelson this weekend, though, to get people there.
and he birdied the first. I know he birdied the first hole.
Yeah, he's even now. He just made a bogey. So.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Better go low.
It's just people love to bet lottery tickets. Tony Romo has the most tickets written and the most money wagered this week in the Byron Nelson.
No. to make the cut?
They gave 10,000. They offered it's 10,000 to 1 odds to win it. I'm not joking. He has the most tickets written and the most money wagered is on Romo. This is how bad most gamblers are. The right price on that is probably about 100,000 to 1, and they took 10,000 to 1.
Wow. That's, well, hey, why not, right? It's like a lottery ticket, like you said.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what? If you want to throw $5 just for the hell of it.
Might as well.
I mean, you know, and it's not my mentality. For me, you know, if I've got $5, I've got a wager on something. I'm going to try to win something with it. And that's not it, okay?
No. Even though it's his home course, but he's not going to make the cut in this thing.
No.
Give Dave a follow on Twitter and follow him at smokingcoking.com. Dave, always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Dave Kokin joining us from Las Vegas. Tony Romo is now the $100,000 man.
Most tickets written in Vegas on this tournament. I don't imagine there's a lot of tickets written anyway. But
oh, we have to follow now Tony Romo all the time. Tony Romo
10,000 to 1.
Could be 100,000 to 1, he said. Huh? 100,000 to 1. That's good stuff. All right, 3:33. Another break. We'll come back. Adam Rittenberg will join us, and we'll talk some college spring football wrap-ups with Adam right after this. Also, Race to Win coming up before 4 o'clock here on KGYM.
It's all fun and games until you hear those dreaded words.
I'm bored.
Yep, school's finally almost out, and now's the time to figure out whether your internet will be ready. For a limited time, get I'm on 80 megabit internet for just $54 a month and lock in this special rate for the next 2 years. We'll throw in a free Wi-Fi router for 3 months so the kids can play and watch in every room of your house. Switch to I'm on's fast, reliable internet service today for streaming and gaming without the whining. Go to imon.net/radio before May 31st to get this great deal. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn. For real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Round here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you'll never pay full price for gas again.
Even if my car horn sounds like this?
Sure.
Even if I always blast techno in my car?
Yeah.
Even if I drive for miles with the turn signal on?
Of course, even then. It's time to save 5 cents per gallon or more on every fill, every day with instant gold status. Visit FuelRewards.com to join now and save today. Active gold status required. See FuelRewards.com/gold for details. At participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons.
.336 here on KGYM. Gym class coming your way for a Thursday. The $100,000 man, Tony Romo, even through six. For those of you who have a ticket on Tony Romo.
Okay.
Tied for 101st, so he's got some digging to do at this point for all those $100,000 tickets to come eligible. Now, see, I'm intrigued. Now I'm intrigued by this whole thing of Tony playing in the Byron Nelson on the PGA Tour this weekend. Spring football in the rearview mirror, and we're going to talk about that. ESPN's Adam Rittenberg joining us here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And Adam, we're, as Mark and I put it, we're now in the indoor weightlifting portion of the college football season, right?
Yeah, something like that. It's a period where, you know, either people are wrapping up their academics and going away for a little bit and coming back for summer session. And then the obviously training camp will be here fairly soon. But it is a quieter period, certainly for the players. A lot of the assistant coaches are out recruiting. I was texting with a Big Ten assistant today, and he was telling me his itinerary for the week. And it's obviously a grind for those assistants who have to go out, you know, five states in 1 week. But for the head coaches and the players, it is certainly more of a relaxed time right now.
Adam, as you know, spring so much different than it was 20, 30 years ago when everybody played a spring game. This year, Iowa State, Northern Iowa didn't hold anything because of injuries, other reasons. And Iowa, for a few years now, have just had a kind of a showing, a practice session. Unless you're, I suppose, Nebraska, Ohio State, Alabama, where you sell out the stadium. Is this a trend, and are we ever headed back to spring games?
Yeah, I don't think we are at those schools that haven't really had tradition. I think in most schools, you can say they're either all in or mostly in on a spring game, and they make it a big deal, or it's really not. There's not too many that are in between. I was interested in, you know, Oregon drew about 35,000 for their spring game this year, which was by far the most in the Pac-12. So that was a bit of an outlier. But typically you can assign schools into one of two categories. Either they're really excited about a spring game and it is an event for their fans and people plan weekends around it, or it just isn't a big deal. I was at Notre Dame and, you know, they had maybe 10,000, 15,000 people there, and they're coming off of a playoff appearance and the game is televised, but it just isn't a big deal there. Whereas you go down south at Alabama or Georgia or Auburn, or you mentioned Nebraska, Ohio State, Penn State. Those ones are always they've been a big deal, and they'll continue to be somewhat of a big deal. But at most schools and most coaches would just rather not risk anything, especially from an injury standpoint, when you don't have numbers at certain positions. When you're down to, you know, 7 or 8 healthy offensive linemen, how can you even field 2 teams? So you are seeing, I think, fewer and fewer true spring games.
Yeah, and I think the trend's going to continue, and who knows, maybe they go away sometime in the near future, but that remains to be seen. And we'll get down to specifics here. Let's leap into the Big Ten. Kind of a typical Iowa spring regimen, if you will. A few storylines. I guess the biggest storyline coming out of Iowa was the fact that they have revealed now that basically it's a 4-2-5 defense for the most part for the Hawkeyes, and they're all going to have that fifth nickel defensive back star guy, that Imani Hooker guy, and I was looking to fill that from now on as far as recruiting is concerned.
Well, right. I mean, you got to recruit to your strength, and that's become a position of strength. I mean, it had been in the past. Phil Park has always been a really good secondary coach and bringing in some high-quality players in the back end, but, you know, recently you look at, you mentioned Hooker, and they've had other guys who have been, you know, among, if not the best defensive back in the Big Ten. And so not surprising to see them go that route, even though they've had good linebacker play over the years. But the way the offenses are, you know, even in the division with Nebraska, you know, bringing in an offense that forces you to defend a little bit more of the field. Purdue is that way. And so I think it's a defense that, again, will you know, feed into what Iowa has been developing, but also one that adapts well to the schemes that they're going to be seeing on a more regular basis. And I do believe their defensive line is going to be very strong this year, especially on the edges. There's a few teams like that in the Big Ten that should have some really good pass rush, and Iowa is one of them this year.
Iowa State lost a couple very explosive players at the running back and wide receiver position to the draft, as you know, Adam, but experienced quarterback back. They like Sheldon Crony in the backfield, among others, and they picked up a transfer wide receiver from Arkansas. So I guess my question is, what to expect out of the Cyclones in the fall?
Yeah, Mark, I think they're going to be a really good team. I think they're, you know, possibly a top 25 team going into the season, more so because of their defense. I spoke with Tom Herman, Texas coach, earlier today, and you know, he used the word I can't say on the air to describe what it's like facing Iowa State's defense. But basically, it's not easy. Yeah, he used an abbreviation. So anyway, but it's definitely caught the attention of coaches in the Big 12 how difficult it is to go against them on defense because of their scheme, and they're well coached and they've got good players. And in talking to Matt Campbell last week out in Arizona, where the Big 12 had their spring meetings, he was very optimistic and excited about what they have coming back defensively. And then on the offensive side, you know, one area you didn't mention is the offensive line. I think that's going to be a real strength for Iowa State. It's taken a while to build up their numbers there, but I think they feel good about that group to protect Brock Purdy. And then obviously they're going to, like you mentioned, having to replace, you know, outstanding running back in David Montgomery. I know as a Bears fan, we're very excited to have him here in Chicago, as well as Akeem Butler, who is so difficult to defend from a big play standpoint at receiver. But, you know, they can fill those gaps. They like their line. They like their quarterback. And they really, really like their defense. So I think this is a year that Iowa State fans should have some expectations for this team after what Matt's done the last 2 years and the way he's recruiting and developing. And they bring Tom Manning back from the NFL to help with that offensive line. That's a really good addition, a guy that's familiar with that program and familiar with Matt Campbell for many years.
Yeah, and I would agree. And now Matt Campbell, everyone's asking, what's the next step? I think next step logically is getting to that Big 12 championship game. And with the personnel that they have this year, if they can find someone to replace a Butler and a Montgomery for this Iowa State team, the schedule looks a little bit more favorable. You still play all nine Big 12 teams, but all of the non-conference games are at home for Iowa State. And it's a Big 12 that loses Kyler Murray. Texas is coming on a little bit, but I think the opportunity at least can be there for Iowa State and their fans.
Well, without a doubt, and you know, it's an interesting league. You know, obviously, Oklahoma is going to be the favorite, rightfully so. Consecutive playoff appearances, and you know, even though they lose, you know, back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners, they bring in a very talented and capable quarterback in Jalen Hurts from Alabama, and you know, a lot of weapons on that offense with Lincoln Riley calling the plays. So they're going to be the clear favorite. But then after them, you know, I think Iowa State is in that next mix. They deserve to be in that next mix. You know, Texas is probably going to be the number two team in many people's eyes. But you know, when talking to Tom earlier today, I mean, he was honest. Listen, they don't have a whole lot coming back defensively, and so they're going to have to accelerate the development of a lot of their young players. That's what they try to do this spring. They're only two starters returning were actually out this spring with injuries, including Caden Stearns, who's just outstanding as a young safety for them. So that's a unit to watch. And we know Texas is going to score points with Sam Ellinger, and you know, Tom really likes their running back position, and they got some receivers and some offensive line. But I think they're a team that you could probably score some points on. Baylor's another interesting team. I think they're one right there with Iowa State that they could surprise some people and contend maybe for that second spot in the Big 12 championship game. But you know, it's a conference that maybe isn't as deep at the top as the SEC or the Big 10, but that middle and maybe that upper middle class of the Big 12 looks to me to be very, very good. And Iowa State's absolutely in that group. And I'm sure you guys have talked about this, but I was thinking about this the other day. When was the last time we'll have an Iowa-Iowa State game with such anticipation as this season? Especially it being in Ames. I mean, that's going to be a really great game in mid-September, you know, not just in the state, but I think in the region, and maybe get a little bit of juice nationally.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. And that week is not blessed with a lot of great matchups. So I think that's helping Iowa and Iowa State as well. And yeah, you're right. I think there's more off-season anticipation for that game, at least in May, than there's ever been.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, it's very possible that's a matchup of ranked teams. You know, we'll see how the preseason poll goes. I think if people really study both teams and what they have coming back and the fact that both quarterbacks are returning, and you know, Iowa State's going to be really good on defense, and Iowa's got some players on that side of the ball coming off of a pretty solid season, yeah, I certainly think both teams could be ranked when they meet up in Ames.
Adam, I want to talk a little bit about a piece you wrote last month maybe a couple months ago about the college football free agency, pretty much. The portals, the waivers, transfer waivers, Justin Fields going from Georgia to Ohio State. Can you talk about what you wrote, the fuzzy rules, and what's going on these days?
Right. Well, this is probably the top off-season topic in an off-season that doesn't have a ton of big news. But basically, the fact that there's so many players that are in the transfer portal, especially high-profile quarterbacks, and some of them have come out of it, with new teams and not having to sit out a year because the NCAA changed the language in those waiver appeals for immediate eligibility. It used to be very hard to get those, and now the language is, I think, intentionally very vague. And there are a lot of players and their attorneys like Tom Mars, who worked for Justin Fields and for Shea Patterson last year at Ole Miss, and is now trying to get Luke Ford eligible at Illinois. He's had a lot of success capitalizing on the language, the documented mitigating circumstances is the big phrase, which is very difficult to define. And I think it's allowed a lot of these players to become eligible right away. And coaches are not happy about it. I think coaches would like to see it go back to the old way. I know Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern has proposed that players still would have to sit out a year, but once they graduate, they would get the year back of eligibility. These are obviously non-graduate transfers, so there's a lot of ideas thrown out around. But I think in general, there's a concern about transfer portal itself is a useful tool, but just the trend that so many players are going in, and many of them likely will not come out in better situations. Especially those that are on scholarship, because once a player goes into the portal, as I write in the story, their scholarship can be pulled for that ensuing semester. So that's why a lot of these guys go into the portal early in the quarter or the semester, so they can at least keep their scholarship through that academic period before landing at their new school. So it's a challenging time for certainly coaches, especially a quarterback position, to manage that group. But I don't think the trend is going to slow down, especially with the success of players getting those waiver appeals.
And didn't you write, Adam, that nearly 80% of the undergraduate transfers were granted waivers?
Well, graduate transfers can go right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Undergraduate transfers, those applying for waiver appeals, the percentage is very high. And it's maybe gone down a little bit since that piece came out. I mean, obviously there were two high-profile cases of denials, although both of those players are appealing with Tom Mars as their attorney, which I think gives them a pretty good chance of being successful. So, I know that Matthew Baldwin just the other day announced he's transferring to TCU, and he's going to file a waiver appeal to try to be eligible immediately for the Horned Frogs this year as he gets closer to home. So it's a very, very high percentage, and it's one that coaches struggle with because they don't think those are legitimate reasons. But, again, I don't know if you need legitimate reasons anymore, to file an appeal that's going to be persuasive enough for the NCAA to say, you know what, you don't have to sit out a year, you can play right away.
Hmm. Yeah, and that TCU quarterback situation, interesting now, because the top quarterback recruit was the Iowan from Council Bluffs, so we'll see if that maybe changes things up right there. Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about the Big Ten West. This has been, kind of down and kicked around a little bit over the last few years. Looks like it's finally on the way up. Is this going to be the most improved division, you think, coming off the spring and looking into the fall in college football?
It's definitely up there. I mean, I really think the way that the Big Ten West finished last season, turned some heads. I mean, with the bowl success of Northwestern, of Iowa against an SEC school, Wisconsin won its bowl game. It was kind of a down year for Wisconsin, but Nebraska finished the season strong. Purdue did some things, and so it's hard to find too many programs that are trending in the wrong direction in the West. Now, someone's going to lose games, as we know. They all play each other, and some of them play some really challenging cross division games. Especially, I think Nebraska does. But again, Iowa is absolutely a contender. I think Northwestern and Nebraska are right there. We'll see about Wisconsin, but they historically have always been, are one of the teams to beat, and often the team to beat, as they're trying to figure out their quarterback situation. And Purdue, I think, is going to be, just being down there this spring with them, that Rondale Moore is back. They have high hopes for Eli Sindelar at quarterback. Defensively, they need to get better, and that's probably going to be the unit to watch. But Jeff Brohm's team is going to put out points. Illinois is the one team that's trying to move up a little bit, but for them to do so, someone's probably going to have to get worse. And it's hard to find too many West Division teams that on paper are getting worse. So it's going to be a fun race this year, one that I think will be a little bit harder to predict than maybe the last few years.
Now, I would agree with you, and we'll see how it all plays out as we get closer and closer to the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, which is just over 2 months away. I don't know if that's scary or not, Adam.
That's good. No, who likes the off season? We want stuff to cover. We want the games to get here. That's the best time of year. So I'm not a fan of the off season. I like the fall to get here as soon as possible.
Yeah, a little bit of summer, but then I'm with you. I'm with you right there. Hey, Adam, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Adam Rittenberg joining us from ESPN. Read his stuff at ESPN.com. College football writer. 3:53, and we're going to get to some news out of the basketball front.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that in a little bit. Got to get to this, though. Our $100 million man, Tony Romo, has chipped in since Dave Koken told us $100,000 to 1. Some folks in Vegas were giving tickets for Tony Romo. He is 2 under par. He just chipped in from 20
Ooh.
Yards out for eagle
Ooh.
On the par 5-7th. Tony Romo, 2 under par right now in his debut on the PGA Tour. Still tied for 51st. We'll see how it comes in. I hope the guys at Mulligan's will continue the Tony Romo $100,000 watch. Oh, man. There you go. We're having some fun with Tony here today. Hey, I wish I could play in the PGA Tour on a sponsor's exemption. So there you go.
Call the KGYM studio line now to play Race to Win, 366-1600.
There you go. We're going to take caller 6. Jeff will get it. Get you ready to go. We're going to play it Race to Win coming up next here on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
You can't make this up. I didn't know we were having a Tony Romo Skechers ad right before we played Race to Win. The $100,000 to one guy, 2 under par right now, in case you're just joining us, after an eagle at the Byron Nelson on the PGA Tour. Oh, my goodness. That was, you and I had smiles. Jeff Downing had a smile as wide as his face on there when he heard Tony Romo come on. We've got Brian from Winthrop set to join us right now to play Race to Win here for a Thursday on the Gym Class on KGYM. Brian, how are you?
Good.
Good. Familiar with our game, Brian?
Yes.
Awesome. You sound very confident. So we're going to get right to it here. So we've got of our 30 numbers, we have 28 left, 1 through 30. Please do not pick 7 or 15. And with that in mind, go ahead and select our first number today.
Number 3.
Number 3. Let's see what is revealed behind that.
A tool set from Acme Tools.
Very fine tool set. I've seen it from Acme Tools, one of our great sponsors here in KGYM. What number will match that?
Give me 15.
Did you say 15?
Yes.
15 is out. 7 and 15 are out. Yep.
Give me 17.
17. All right. Let's see what we have under number 17.
A men's watch from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Oh, two beautiful prizes, but not a match there, Brian. So try again. Appreciate you playing, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Brian from Winthrop, our latest contestant in Race to Win. They'll play at least once coming up. With the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Kyle Mann today, live from Mulligan's for the KGYM road trip coming up next. All right, Mark, we've got some basketball news on a couple of different fronts. First of all, on the college basketball front, CBS Sports' John Rothstein, who covers college basketball, has tweeted out, Iowa's Isaiah Moss, formerly of Iowa, grad transfer, has said he will visit Arkansas this weekend, and others showing interest include Arizona State, Minnesota, Illinois, Cincinnati, Louisville, and Iowa State. Much like the Skechers ad, you can't make this up. So there's a chance Iowa could go up against Isaiah Moss this year. What if what if Isaiah Moss suits up for Iowa State at Hilton? Against Iowa. That would be very interesting.
Even if it's Minnesota or Illinois.
Yeah,
you know?
Very interesting. New basketball coach at Jefferson.
Yeah, Cedar Rapids Jefferson has hired Chris Fechner as its new boys basketball coach. Fechner announced in January he was leaving T Area High School in South Dakota.
Very good high school in South Dakota.
Yeah, as his wife teachers in the Iowa City School District. Fechner's team won a state championship last year, Class A, South Dakota, two out of the last 3 years. So more on him later.
Yep. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM.